Welcome, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Matzei Matzei. If you're listening for the Eretz Yisrael, for you it's just Parshas Matzei. A difficult time of the year, the Bein HaMitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Av, the time of Mimatin B'Simcha. Let's see if we can see some appropriate messages for this time of the year. Parshas Matzei is a list of the different places that Klal Yisrael stayed, the places to which they traveled during their time that they were in the Midbar. That list, as we know, and I mentioned the previous year, mirrors a person's life. A person in his lifetime has moments of Mara and Miska, times that are sweet, times that are bitter, times of Sinai, where you feel close to the Torah, and times of Kibra Tatava, where he feels very distant. And these Masais are understood to mirror a person's life. Today, I'd like to add a thought from Rav Schwab on this week's parasha. During the Masais, we find a very curious interjection of certain information. It says they went from here to there, to the third and fourth and fifth place, etc. And every once in a while, they interject what took place at those locations. However, none of the major events of the sojourn in the Midbar is mentioned. None of them, not Matan Torah, not Kriyas Yamsuf, not the Mon, not Mara, not the building of the Mishkan. The interjection at locations seems to be very inconsistent, and things that seem to be relatively minor. In Pasuk Daled, it mentions Mitzrayim Mekavrim, that Mitzrayim were burying their Mesim as Klal Yisrael left. Eleihem also Shvatim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged their idols. In Pasuk Zayin, V'yeshev al pi achirais asher p'nei ba'al tzafayin. Why it mentions asher al p'nei ba'al tzafayin is somewhat mysterious. In Pasuk Ches, it says, Vayechu derech shloishes yamim, b'midbar esam. It tells us something it didn't even tell us before. But the first traveling from the Yamsuf was a 3-day sojourn. And so on and so forth. In Pasuk Tes, it mentions that in Elam, there were 12, Ayales Nayim, 12 wells. Why mention that? In Pasuk Yedalit, it mentions Loyal Yashamayim. And somehow a pasuk on the test commandments marich to talk about Mises Arayin. I've gone through many psukim. The gist of it is, why does it mention certain things that took place and certain that did? Says Rav Shalom, it says in Tanchuma, and Rashi brings it to Kitzer, that Masay is marshal to a king, Shaya ben Achila, whose son was ill and he traveled with him a distance in order to be able to bring him a refuah. And at the end of the trip, when they returned, they remembered, Kan Yoshananu, here we slept. Kanu Kanu, here we cooled off. Kan Chashashta Sreshecha, here you didn't feel well. Zotrap Schwab, what is the mushal in the Nimshal? The mushal is when you look back at life. And here, when you look back at the Midbar, there are times that were major events in your life. There were times where perhaps you did something good or you fell. There were times that major events took place in your life, the birth of a child. However, there are other moments that could have been major events. There are moments when you were shaken up. I could have taken it to heart and made it a major event in your life. Kan Yoshananu, and there we were busy sleeping. We missed the opportunity. Kan Haikanu. Here we were cold. We didn't feel the message. We were cold to the message of the moment. Those are the moments mentioned in Masay. It mentions that the Egyptians were burying their mason. Klal Yisrael should have seen in it, Siyata Dishmaya, that Mitzrayim Mekavin as Mesayim, but Lahayim also Shvatim. It should have made a mark on the people. When they came to a place and there are 12 Ayonis Nayim, exactly one per Shavit available to them, it should have meant something. And what does it say when they came to this location? Ubiyulim Shteyim, They just went to sleep there. No espirus, no movement, not being shaken up. What's the purpose of reviewing the trip? The purpose of reviewing the trip is learning lessons. And learning lessons going forward. There were messages that were received at Klaus Saurus by the two properly. But there's no purpose in looking back at your accomplishments. The purpose is in looking back at things that could have been done better. What a message for Parshas Maaseh. What a message for a human being's life. The goals of his life, the moments of his life, the opportunities of his life. Wow. A beautiful message for Parshas Maaseh. Let's talk a little about Bein HaMitzarim. This period is known as Bein HaMitzarim, which we usually understand comes from a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk in Eicha, the third pasuk in Eicha, which says, "Kol Reitzal Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim," that our enemies reached us, they conquered us, Bein HaMitzarim, Rashi says, between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av. And that certainly is the pshat in Bein HaMitzarim. B'nai Yisoskar, in his Mamorim on Tammuz Av, Maimer Beis, Ice Beis, without mentioning Bein HaMitzarim directly, he does say the following insight regarding these weeks. He says, Bein HaMitzarim is always Parshas Matais, Maasei, and Devarim. And most often, Parshas Pinchas as well. So that the 3 weeks for us was last week Parshas Pinchas, this week Matais Maasei, and next week Devarim. How do these Parshas fit into the tragedies of Bein HaMitzarim? They're not Parshas of tragedies at all. Says the B'nai Yisoskar, there is one theme in all these four Parshas. That is the theme of Eretz Yisrael. In Parshas Pinchas, we have the command, La'elat Echolek Ha'aretz, to divide the land among the Jewish people, to prepare for settlement there. In Parshas Matos, we have B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven taking their portion. In Parshas Maaseh, we have the boundaries of the entire Eretz Yisrael delineated. And Parshas Devarim begins with the promise of Nachras Eretz Yisrael, Re'ei Nesati Lefnechem Et Ha'aretz. The theme of these weeks is not tragedy. It's an appreciation of Eretz Yisrael, of the land that we call home, Eretz Yisrael. There needs to be a deep understanding in our thought process, a deep appreciation of what we should be thinking about Bein HaMitzarim. When you have a sedra and you read about Eretz Yisrael, there should be a tshuka, a desire, a chiba yisera, a love for the land which is supposed to be the land where we all come together to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of the land, but the rest of the land is a body, and all of that needs a tshuka. The Sefer writes that in numerous truvas, that you should not get an aliyah that reads a mitzvah that you're not zohir in, that you're not careful in. He says, if you're not careful in Chadash, don't get the aliyah that commands us to be careful in Chadash. If you're not careful to write a prosbul, he says, don't read the aliyah of Shemitah's Ksafim unless you're ready to be Mishamech your Ksafim. And here I say as well, if you don't have Chibas Eretz Yisrael, especially this time of the year, don't get the aliyahs that talk about Eretz Yisrael in a way that's meant to create a longing to all of us for Eretz Yisrael. In 1948, when a state was declared in Eretz Yisrael, an imperfect state, a state far from what we dreamt of, a state that doesn't appreciate the basics of what it means to be a Yid, Shabbos, Taras HaMishpacha, etc. The Hamodiah, the Frum newspaper in Eretz Yisrael, had a headline on that Sunday morning, Baruch Shechianu V'kimanu V'kiyanu L'Azman Hazeh. It's not a headline that would run well today. in at the time of the year that the anniversary of the independence was declared. What's the pshat? The pshat is that Jews in 1948 were broken. Jews didn't know if we were coming or going, where our entire lives as Yidden was headed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed. He opened up the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael to Yidden. And the method through which he did it was an imperfect one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu perfect, imperfect in what we wanted, what we would prefer to deserve. Our hearts screamed out, Baruch Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'azman hazeh. When we as individuals go to Eretz Yisrael, we have to say Shechiyanu too. Not just the first time you go, but numerous times you go. Certainly if you haven't been there in 12 months, I don't say to say Shechiyanu with a bracha. I say to say Shechiyanu in your heart. It's the time of the year that we have to long for Eretz Yisrael. People ask me, is it a custom not to take dangerous trips in the 9 days? Is it okay to take a flight to Eretz Yisrael during the 9 days? And I say, is it okay? It's appropriate. It should be. You can go to Tisha B'Av and a flight to Eretz Yisrael. If it's a flight to Eretz Yisrael, if it's a flight to a vacation in Israel, then you're missing something. If you're headed for the separate beaches and the Kosh Shvava, it's inappropriate at any time. If you're headed for Eretz Yisrael, of course it's appropriate. And so as we head towards Shabbos Kodesh, let us long to Eretz Yisrael. Those of us who had years of learning in Eretz Yisrael, you yearn for those years, for that experience you had in Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to yearn for the 2,000 year ago experience, but the today experience, Eretz Yisrael. Listen carefully when they lay Matas Masay. Let it hit home. A good Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos, Beit HaMitzrayim is a title of Avodah. Let it be the proper Avodah to all of us.